think easy to see through, just like glass with no rain. Softer side of you sing, sexy, sexy, do your thing. Learn to be shy, then you can sing. Flexy, flexy, bend, don't shatter. Once you're broken, shape on man. You're breaking your mind by killing the time it gives you, but you can't blame the time, 'cause it's only in your mind. Such an awkward show to see, and everyone you wanted to know, and everyone you wanted to be, have all gone away. Well, they've all gone away. Breaking your mind by killing the time it gives you, but you can't blame the time, 'cause it's only in your mind. And he started the investigation. It's against the law. What the mama saw, it was against the law. What the mama saw, and mama looked down and she spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. And papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. I'm on my way. Well, I don't know where I'm going. Taking my time, but I don't know where. Well, goodbye, Rosie, Queen of Corona. I said, goodbye, Rosie, Queen of Corona.
Try Traffic in Disguise, a new song. Actually, the story behind this one was one day Merlo, we were in Brooklyn and I had a broken hand. Merlo was playing basketball with his cousin Dagan. And I was sitting on the ground and I was drawing just pictures of waves with a rock on the pavement. And there was these little kids and they came by and they're looking at these drawings I was making. And they started making some drawings too, and we were kind of showing each other how to draw these different things. And then they took off and they climbed this fence, and they were gonna go play around this playground, but it was off limits. And so this guy came over and started yelling at him. And I just thought, what a horrible deal. You know, these poor kids, they just wanna play and they're getting treated like criminals already. And so I wrote the first verse, and that was in the summer before September 11th. And then the whole, tragedy happened, and then so the song felt a little stupid after that. I didn't play it for a long time because it sounded too literal. And then Merlo called me actually the day after September 11th, and he said, what about that song you wrote in Brooklyn that one day? Have you thought about that? And it just kind of, it freaked me out a little bit. So I didn't play it for a while, and then finally I wrote the last two verses for it. But anyways.